I'm on the bus headed towards Ensenada. I let fate decide what was going to happen today for me. It all started back in San Diego when I was running late on my errands. Everything seemed to be going wrong. So I ended up getting away from the house quite late, got into some traffic, which is very unusual in the late afternoon. Got down to the border, decided to go check on the bus times to see what was going on and the best time to grab the bus. And when I got there, I was told the next bus is leaving right now. I needed to make a decision right then and there. And the ticket seller told me to just jump on the bus and I can pay the driver. So he was getting ready to shut the door, so I made a split-second decision to jump on the bus. And now I'm about 40 miles north of Ensenada, so the choice was made. Coming to Ensenada, and I skipped my activities that I kind of had planned for Tijuana. So we'll find out if this was the right decision or not. This is the third time I've been in Ensenada in the past 4 weeks. And I don't anticipate keeping that kind of pace up in the future. It's something that's new for me, so I'm kind of excited about it. But I'm sure in the future I will settle down to about one trip a month. But I'm enjoying the drive down. I lucked out to get on this brand new bus again. And I'm enjoying looking at the views and all the sights to be seen on the way down. Okay, I'm 27 miles now north of Ensenada, and we're along the most spectacular ocean view. The toll road goes right up to the edge of the cliff, and you can get some magnificent views now of this inlet and the ocean. And just a few miles back was the most spectacular development. It's called Baja Mar. It's a hotel, condos, golf course, resort. Quite impressive, I must say. Absolutely gorgeous, everything. And I noticed they were advertising in the San Diego papers a very good deal, a golf package, an overnight golf package. I believe it was $78 to spend the night at the hotel and have a round of golf. That seemed awfully reasonable for such a spectacularly beautiful and nice resort. Well, I made it to Ensenada. I got off at the stop before the bus station that saves about a quarter of a mile of walking. And I'm walking through a busy area of town, lots of stores, a lot of people walking around, a lot of buses, a lot of little buses running all over the place. And these stores are interesting to look at because there's a lot of nice stuff for sale. A lot of beautiful clothing, sporting goods. I saw one store advertising, making a big deal out of Levi's for 399 pesos. Wow. So there must be some money down here. It just seems to me that the average person living in Ensenada does better than the average person in Tijuana. It just seems like there's more affluency down here. More cars, more well-dressed people. Just more going on down here. It certainly is interesting to see. It's 6 p.m. and I've checked into the lovely Motel Caribe, the nicest $20 hotel room I've ever been in. And I've already been down to the fish market and had 5 fantastic fish tacos for $3.30. My God, what a deal. What a deal. It's worth the trip coming down for. Well, I guess I should add in the bus fare on that of $17 round trip. So that means the fish tacos cost me $20 actually. But wow, it was great. And I stopped by the cigar store and got a fabulous deal on some cigars. I bought a package of 10 little Cuban cigars for $10. I think that's a great, great deal. And the owner says, hey, well, I'll give you two of them for $10. How's that? Says, I've done business with you before, and I'll give you a good deal. So, wow, what a great deal that was. So, things have started off well, and I'm ready to head off now out and do some exploring.